This is the morning news on LBC with Lisa Aziz.
Well, Hillary Clinton is heading to the American state of Iowa to kick off her campaign for the U.S. presidency. She's beginning her quest for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination, a crucial battleground state where she hasn't always performed particularly strongly before. Our Washington correspondent Simon Mark says Mrs. Clinton is now relentlessly focused on speaking directly to voters rather than answering questions from the country's press.
America was introduced to a new Hillary Clinton yesterday, not the former First Lady or U.S. Senator who, for more than a quarter of a century, has been a key member of the nation's elite, not the former Secretary of State who flew over a million miles in service of the country, but is still dogged by questions about the Al-Qaeda attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi and her attempt to reset America's relationship with Vladimir Putin.
I'm running for president.
This Hillary Clinton on display in a high-production video that included images of gay Americans planning to get married, Latino Americans opening businesses, and young Americans looking for work, this Hillary Clinton is just like them.
Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. So you can do more than just get by. You can get ahead and stay ahead.
It's an audacious move. One of the wealthiest women in the country taking to Twitter to ask her supporters to fund her campaign at $5 a time, telling voters she had loaded the van for a road trip that takes her today to Iowa, and redefining herself on her social media accounts as a wife, mum, grandma, and advocate for women and children. Were she running in Britain, her opponents would already be claiming she has more front than Harrods. Republicans contented themselves to assert that American voters don't trust her. But will they? Ask me again in 575 days' time. Simon Marks, LBC, Washington.